It is now time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so you hear that school bell, and you know it's time for a Bible school class. And we're studying an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 23rd, 1925, called the Macedonian Call. The golden text for this lesson is Acts 16 and verse 9. Come over into Macedonia and help us. And we'll be getting into this Sunday school lesson shortly. You may want to be turning to Isaiah chapter 6, because the devotional reading for this lesson is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson on the Macedonian call. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King Jehovah of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he touched my mouth with it, and he said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins are forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Well, that must have been the way Paul felt when he heard that Macedonian call to come over into Macedonia and help us. We're going to be talking about Philippi. Paul and his company, along with Lydia and her household, in this lesson. We're going to talk about the places of Phrygia, Galatia, Asia, Mysia, and Bithynia. They were provinces of Asia Minor. You might want to go to the map in the back of your Bible and locate these places. There was a Roman province in Asia Minor called Asia. Ephesus was its chief territory. Troas was a seaport of the Aegean Sea and was near the site of the ancient city of Troy. Counting this visit, Paul visited Troas at least three times, if not four times. The fourth is perhaps when he left his cloak and book with Carpus in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 13. There was a church at Troas. Macedonia was a Roman province northwest from Asia Minor across the Aegean Sea. Thessalonica was its capital. Philippi was the first city of a small district of Macedonia, but it was not the chief city of all Macedonia. Philippi was built by Philip, king of Macedonia, father of Alexander the Great, and named for himself. It was made famous by the battle fought there between Brutus and Cassius on one side, and Augustus Caesar and Mark Antony on the other. in honor of which Augustus made it a Roman colony. He settled it with freedmen and soldiers, and the colony had its own senate and magistrates. Philippi was like a miniature Rome. And now let's look at the explanatory notes. And I'm going to begin reading Acts chapter 16 and verse 6, where it says, they went through the region of Pergia and Galatia, having been forbidden of the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. It required some time to go through the region of Pergia and Galatia. Although Luke speaks briefly of this work, Paul speaks of the churches of Galatia and addresses them in an epistle to them that we call the Book of Galatians. Because of some sickness or infirmity of the flesh, he preached in Galatia. But you know that because of an infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you the first time, and that which was a temptation to you in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected. But ye received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. For I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. Galatians chapter 4. Verses 13 through 15. While because of some infirmity of the flesh, Paul preached in Galatia, the Holy Spirit forbade the preaching of the word in Asia, which his judgment suggested was a ripe field. Later on, he did spend 3 years in Ephesus. That was the capital of Asia, Acts chapter 20 and verse 31. We read in Acts chapter 16, verses 7 and 8, that when they were come over against Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus suffered them not. And passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. As they traveled from east to west, Asia was on their left, and Bithynia was on their right, extending to the Black Sea. Mysia was before them, being the extreme western district of Asia Minor. When they were also forbidden to preach in Bithynia, they could do nothing else but to go forward. It was their judgment to preach in these countries at this time, but it was not God's will, and they did not stop in Mysia. But passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And that's where we hear about the Macedonian call. Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there was a man of Macedonia standing, beseeching him, and saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. This was at Troas, probably the night after he reached there, when this vision appeared to Paul. This man of Macedonia standing, beseeching him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. This was like Peter's vision at Joppa, like that of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, and like others which Paul had. It was a revelation of God's will as to what he desired Paul to do. And so we read in Acts 16 in verse 10, and when he had seen the vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Here Luke first speaks of himself as being in Paul's company. Before this, he says, they. Now, he says, we. It is supposed Luke joined them there. Luke was a great physician. I wonder if Luke became in company with Paul there because of that infirmity of the flesh which he had, and thought it would be good for a physician to accompany Paul. Of course, that's only speculation, but it does fit with the narrative. Luke accompanied Paul to Philippi. In verse 40 of this chapter, Luke says, they departed, leaving himself at Philippi until several years afterward, when he joined Paul and others on Paul's visit to Jerusalem. They rightly concluded that God had called them to preach the gospel in Macedonia. Now they begin to see why they were forbidden at this time to preach in those other places. We have a note on their voyage in Acts chapter 16 in verse 11. Setting sail therefore from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis. They had found a ship in readiness and a propitious wind at sea, so that they made a straight course to Samothracia, and the day following to Neapolis. Neapolis means new town. Samothracia was an island in the sea, and Neapolis was a seaport of Philippi, which was about 10 miles inland. In 2 days they were across the sea. At another time they were 5 days in making the voyage in the opposite direction, probably because at that time, in Acts chapter 20 and verse 6, they were going against the wind rather than with the wind. And so the gospel was first preached in Europe, at least first preached by Paul. It could have been that some of those who had been from Europe on the day of Pentecost had carried the gospel back with them, and that's very likely the way the church at Rome had begun. But an inspired apostle like Paul had not gone there, and so now he goes, and he goes into regions where the gospel had evidently not been preached. And so we read in Acts chapter 16, I'm going to read from verse 12 and 13. And from thence to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony, and we were in this city tarrying certain days. And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come together. From the place of landing, Neapolis, Paul and his company went directly to Philippi. They were now in Europe. And we were in this city tarrying certain days, not yet seeing just where and how to begin work. There was no synagogue of the Jews there. A few pious Jews had a place of prayer without the gate by the riverside. The river, probably because of Jewish washings. This was an enclosed place, or a temporary structure. To this place on the Sabbath, Paul and his company went and sat down, and spake unto the women that were come together. The church at Philippi, like many, now began among the women. The first to hear and obey the gospel in Europe were women. These were either Jewish women or proselytes. Most likely they were Jewesses. This was on Saturday, the first day of the week. It is never called the Sabbath. And so we read about the conversion of Lydia and her household. We read in Acts chapter 16 and verse 14 and 15. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed to the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye has judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. This Lydia, it says that she worshipped God. She was a God-fearer. Very likely she was a Gentile that had interest in Jehovah because of the Jewish religion. She was of the city of Thyatira, which was actually in that Roman region, Asia, of Asia Minor, where Paul had wanted to preach, but had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit. And she had come with her business then to Philippi. But she was a rich woman, and she was a godly woman. The Lord opened her heart, but the Lord opened her heart by the things which she had heard. Is your heart opened when you hear about the goodness of Christ and the sacrifices that he has done in preparing for us? If so, obey him.